Tonight is a special message by Dan Keene during the Awana Grand Prix.
I won't take up much of your time because I know we all want to know who won, right? Miss Angie asked me to do this a long time ago, or it seems like a long time ago. That's because I worried about it for a long time. They put this track right in the way. I want to read some scriptures, and I'll have a little insight, we'll call it. My first scripture is Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Lay not up yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where moth and rust does not corrupt, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And I just want to talk a little bit about that. We all like to win, right? Whether it be racing, getting presents, gifts, trophies, toys, money, you name it. It's all fun, right? There's only one speed race here tonight, and we'll find out in a little bit who that is. Maybe. He told me that the computers don't lie, but we'll see if they lie or not. I challenge you tonight to let man's rewards lie where they may, because we all, in 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, we're probably going to remember we were here tonight. Some of us are going to remember who won. Some of us, probably not. And it really doesn't matter. As we go through life, it's fun while we're doing it. I like to do it. The kids like to do it. Some of the parents get a little wild with it. We're all having fun. That's good. I know a lot of people that think, not necessarily Pinewood Derby cars, but more in adult life, that all they think about is money or possessions or you name it. That's all they can think about. And I challenge you that this is not what we should be thinking about. We should think about what happens after we leave this world. We can't control the money we get, the trophies we get. We can graphite our wheels, polish our axles. It all works. I got to keep in track with my notes here. I want to read another scripture, and it will somewhat explain my next thoughts. Romans 3:23. Now, some of you Awana Clubbers know this, and probably a lot of you adults do too. For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, which in my thinking means we all start at the same point in life. You know, we all start as sinners, and we all have a road in life that we go down, and every one of them is different. Unlike this track here tonight, the track starts at the top, goes down to the bottom. We know where the start line is. We know where the finish line is. The thing about life is We know when we start, but none of us know when we finish. At least I don't. If you do, if you know when my life's over, I'd like to know. That way I can plan ahead. I don't think I'd really want to know that, to be totally honest. Some of us are older. Some of us are very young. It might be shortly when our life is over. I hope a lot of you, it's a long time from now. But we never know, do we? I keep losing my place. Sam said I didn't have to write that many notes. We need to look for heavenly rewards. Like I read earlier, lay up yourselves treasures in heaven. So what might those be? Well, I had a long list of things, and some of them were rather interesting, and some of them weren't. Some of them were, we can apply today, and some of them it's going to take a lifetime to succeed at. For the younger kids, I was thinking, you know, we could be kind in school. We could be good sportsmen at racing here tonight. We could be good sportsmanships in sports in school. For you adults, I think you can come up with your own ideas. But it all goes back to one thing. The Lord Jesus can help us do this, and that is should be our number one reward in heaven. We have to start there. The rest of the things don't mean anything, I'm sorry to say. I hope we all go home with a trophy tonight, but it's not going to happen. I don't think Miss Angie got enough. But the number one trophy in life, in my opinion, is knowing that you know Jesus as your Savior. So you know that for the eternity, you know where your rewards will be. It's not easy. I'm not going to say it's easy. Some of us here, we know that it's not easy, but we just keep pushing forward because we know that our rewards will come someday. I want to read one more scripture before we go. I wanted to keep this short. Is John 3:15-16, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And the clubbers start this when they're first in cubbies, I think, probably, and if not cubbies, sparkies. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I can't say it enough. I challenge everybody here tonight to look at their life and see where your rewards are, what your priorities are. I'm not going to deny the people that know me, I have a lot of stuff, but I'd give it all up. Some of you, it may not be, you might not believe that, but I would. We, as clubbers and as racers, the adults did their own cars. I know some of the younger kids and even the older kids got their dads, their grandpas, their cousin, whoever, to help them. Jesus can be your helper all the way through life if you just ask him. And it spells it out right here in John 15 and 16, how that can be done. I'm going to sum this up by just repeating what I've said more than once, is take a look, no matter how old you are, of your priorities in life. I will guarantee you, by the time I turn 65, I will not remember who won tonight. Unless it was me, but then I'm not racing, so. If any of you have any questions of anything I've shared, I know Miss Angie, Mr. Steve, Mr. Dan, Miss Connie's back there, myself, we'd be more than happy to talk to you. And with that, I'll pray and then we'll see who won. Father, we come to you tonight, thankfully that we did not have snow today, we had rain instead. We thank you for the small blessings in our life and the big ones. We pray for that you would be with us this evening. We'd be good sportsmanship as we see who wins. And if anybody does have any questions, that they would come and talk to someone before they leave here tonight. Because, as I've mentioned, we do not know when our finish line will come. Thank you for the day. Thanks for all the people that had a part in this. In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to thank Dan Keene for this message and all who helped out making the Awana Grand Prix possible. You can find our messages online at gracetl.org under Sermon Archives. Look for Non-Series Sermons 2016.